Republican Cicely Davis pans celebrity activist Ilhan Omar's reckless arrest, accuses her of fundraising stunt. By Joshua Klein on July 20, 2022. Minnesota congressional candidate Cicely Davis, a Republican challenger to Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, blasted Omar following her arrest stunt during a pro-abortion protest, accusing the congresswoman of increasing her own celebrity status at the expense of her constituents. In a Tuesday statement, Davis addressed Omar's reckless arrest outside the U.S. Supreme Court earlier in the day. Ilhan Omar's campaign is not only celebrating but fundraising off of her arrest today in front of the Supreme Court, Davis said. Her decision to embrace this stunt just weeks after an assassination plot against a Supreme Court justice was foiled further demonstrates her poor judgment. We should expect more from our elected representatives, she added. Davis accused Omar of promoting herself instead of fighting for her constituents. Since taking office, Ilhan Omar has focused on herself and on increasing her own celebrity status at the expense of her constituents, Davis said. The people of Minnesota's 5th Congressional District don't need a celebrity activist, she added. They need someone working tirelessly on their behalf. Davis, who is originally from Rochester, New York, said she was running for Congress in order to increase public safety while Omar continues to fight to defund the police. I'm running to decrease the cost of living and combat inflation while Omar proposes one reckless spending bill after another, she charged. Calling for calm leaders with steady nerves, Davis railed against Omar for experimenting with the lives of those she is supposed to safeguard. The congressional candidate concluded by asking for support in her bid to stand up to Marxism and the weaponization of race by politicians and restore prosperity to her hometown of Minneapolis. The choice this November is stark, she said. Today's stunt was yet another reminder. Let's dissolve the divide. The statement comes after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last month, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The landmark decision has since sparked violent upheaval across the country, as Democrats, the mainstream media, and members of the far left continue their attacks on the pro-life movement and its supporters. In April, Davis blasted Omar for controversial remarks about a viral clip showing passengers singing a Christian worship song on a plane, accusing the congresswoman of never missing an opportunity to sow division. In November, she detailed her plans to defeat Omar in the upcoming midterms. I'm stepping up to hold her accountable, she told Breitbart News. Omar, who has a history of controversy, has been accused repeatedly of being anti-Semitic and anti-American. Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA, slammed Omar in June after the congresswoman equated the United States and Israel to Hamas terrorists and the Taliban, claiming she was unfit to serve in Congress. Omar is an anti-Semite who hates America and hates American troops, he said. She has no place serving in Congress. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.